Hello and welcome to the St. Ninian's Community Church Lent Podcast. My name's Jacob.
And mine is Karis.
And today we're going to be talking about John chapter 13, verses 1 to 20. Over to you, Karis.
Now, before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour had come to depart out of this world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. During supper, when the devil had already put it into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he had come from God and was going back to God, rose from supper. He laid aside his outer garments, and taking a towel, tied it around his waist. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel that was wrapped around him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, do you wash my feet?" Jesus answered him, "What am I doing you do not understand now, but afterward you will understand." Peter said to him, "You shall never wash my feet." Jesus answered him, "If I do not wash you, you have no share with me." Simon Peter said to him, "Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head." Jesus said to him, "The one who is bathed does not need to wash except for his feet, but is completely clean. And you are clean, but not every one of you." For he knew who was to betray him. That was why he said, "Not all of you are clean." When he had washed their feet and put on his outer garments and resumed his place, he said to them, "Do you understand what I have done to you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you are right, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example, that you should also do just as I have done to you. Truly, truly, I say to you, a servant is not greater than his master, nor is a messenger greater than the one who sent him. If you know these things, blessed are you if you do them. I am not speaking of all of you. I know whom I have chosen, but the scripture will be fulfilled. He who ate my bread has lifted his heel against me. I am telling you this now, before it takes place, that when it does take place, you may believe that I am he. Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever receives the one I sent receives me, and whoever receives me receives the one who sent me."
So, Jacob, what do you think this means in the 21st century?
Well, I think, obviously, nowadays we're not going to go around washing people's feet, or although it might not be a bad idea, but today I think it's more a metaphorical meaning we should take out of this for our day-to-day lives. The fact that having ourselves put in a lower position than others, something that nowadays we don't like doing, having ourselves put in the position of humility and serving other people in the way we can, not assuming higher positions, but taking the lower ones. This is the example that Jesus showed us here, and it links very well with the theme of the podcasts. So what do you think about the fact that it's not actually the servants washing the master's feet, not the disciples washing Jesus' feet, but the other way around?
I think it really ties in with the theme of our podcasts this year, the Servant King. I think it's really showing that as well as us loving to serve Jesus, Jesus also has to serve God, and God's will to help more people really understand Jesus. This passage really ties in with the theme of our podcast this year, the Servant King, how Jesus is lowering himself to our level to wash our feet so that we really will be accepted into his kingdom.
But I think there's another side of this that Peter kind of showed here, that it's like he was very, very, very stubborn in Jesus washing his feet in the first place. I think as Christians as well, we need to remember to let Jesus wash our feet and to take away the burden and take away all the pain and suffering that we're going through, because he can do that and he's willing to do that. But the thing that stood out to me as well, I don't know if you can help me, Karis, is that why Peter had such a sudden change in attitude from first going, no, 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 you can't wash my feet, this is all wrong, to wash every part of me.
I think because Peter really thinks that he is not worthy of Jesus washing his feet, because he's like, he's only a fisherman, he doesn't mean much, whereas Jesus is the Son of God. And I think he feels a bit embarrassed letting himself be washed by someone who's in such a higher position than him.
Yeah, that makes sense. So I really think we should be keen to let Jesus wash our feet, to remember that he did come as the servant king. But in the 21st century, follow his example as best we can, really, and to really serve other people like Jesus serves us. Let's pray. Lord, I thank you for the fact that you came down for us, the fact that you're here to serve us and you're here to take away all our pains and suffering, Lord. We pray at the end of the week, Lord, that you'd really just take away the suffering, you'd take away the pain from us, and you'd let us be able to give you those burdens, to realise that it's not wrong that you want to take them away from us. So we do pray, as this week draws to a close, that you would help us and you would bless us. In Jesus' name we pray.